spotted in dreadlocks. Lai Kingston was an exciting player to watch in his heyday, bombing down the right wing, taking players on, and had the skill and elegance of a gazelle. He's one of the few players to have represented Ghana at various youth levels before ultimately playing for the Black Stars. Off the field too, he had a social life that matched his incredibly daring playing style. These days, life is different. The dreads are off. The grey hairs have sprouted, disrupting the uniformity of the perfectly laid black hair he had before, and has become a coach for young footballers. Lai joined the coaching team at the Right to Dream Academy last year, where he has begun the development of young players for the harsh realities of professional football that lie ahead.
The moment I finished my football career, I said to myself, okay, I can do other things, but I can't live without the game of soccer, because that's something that I've done throughout my life. So I decided to go into football. And also, the second main thing is everything that I acquired throughout my career, it would be very nice for me to pass it on to up-and-coming generation. So
training session begins. The players are going through their paces, and the ball work is on top of the agenda on the session today. But Lai isn't just looking on. He is just as vocal as he was back in his playing days.
And then what? The fullback. He goes in, wide player goes, nine, attack the first pole, second pole. Yes, you can support for rebound.
Kingston explains the need for proper development of footballers at this age.
For me, I think this foundation, Right to Dream Academy, helped him a lot. You know, you can see how the effort the coaches have been putting in the young ones and all the training section is well planned. Not just training, but we all always train for purpose. So you can see it's very good for development as well.
The former Ghana winger is still on course to gaining his UEFA License B certificate that will enable him take over professional clubs.
What I need as a coach is to win cups. You know, I wish one day, when the time comes and I have the opportunity to coach one of the big clubs, I'll be more than happy to go there. And then I love the challenge, you know. So, but for now, I'm with Right to Dream and I'm thinking about my development.
Lai's path to being a coach has been smooth. But for him, the enormous challenges of managing character and behaviors are what spur him on. He is on board the midnight train, and the destination isn't too far away. From the Right to Dream Academy, this is Yao Fusilabi in Accra.